40 Days of Promise, Great and Precious Promises. 2 Peter 1:4 says, "And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises." These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Hi, this is Jim Brown. That famous preacher of old, Charles Spurgeon, used to compare God's promises to a checkbook. When we write a check and sign it, we promise the recipient that it's good to exchange for real money from the bank. You see, God has given us great and precious promises, though most Christians have little practical knowledge about them. Psalm 138, verse 2, reminds us that God honors his word even above his name. We never have to doubt any promise that God makes. Instead, we should live Romans 3, 4, which says, "Let God be true, but every man a liar," unquote. You see, God's great and precious promises are based on his glory and virtue, and are therefore perfectly reliable because God can never compromise his glory and virtue. Spurgeon went on to say, "Many things are great which are not precious, such as great rocks, which are of little value. On the other hand, many things are precious but are not great, such as diamonds and jewels, which cannot be very great if they are very precious. But here we have promises which are so great that they are not less than infinite, and so precious that they are not less than divine," unquote. Today, perhaps more than ever in our lives, we need the second half of this verse too, which says, "These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires." My prayer, Lord, our nation and this world seems more corrupt than ever in my lifetime. Help me to discover and cling to the promises in your word which you have given for just such a time as this. Amen.